January the 20th, acknowledging our sin.
This week's teaching looks at how, through the blood of Jesus, all of our sins can be forgiven. Today, Derek shows us the cost of trying to cover up our sins in front of God. In Psalm 32, King David wrote out of his own personal experience.
Psalm 32, verses 3 to 5. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped, as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin.
I believe that when David wrote this, he had in mind the matter of Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah the Hittite. It was a terrible situation in which David had committed adultery, then committed murder to cover up his adultery. David obviously had been like many of us. For a long while, he'd refused to face the fact of his sin. He tried to ignore it. In the next verses, David makes a personal application.
Psalm 32, verses 6 and 7. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to you while you may be found. Surely when the mighty waters rise, they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance.
It's never too late to confess our sins to God and seek refuge in his salvation. He'll deliver us from our sins if we'll only acknowledge them and repent.
Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that because I readily confess any sin that I may have tried to hide, you have forgiven the guilt of my sin. You protect me from trouble and surround me with deliverance. Through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.